let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. Our guest on today's This Week in America, Dr. Kosal Ouch, says when joy of technical advancement and universal exploration of people's own existence come together, well, it brings an energy field that breaks through the barriers which hold people hostage to previous beliefs. He's the co-author of the Q36 Barame device of Angkor Wat Temple Worship Book. The creation of the Q36 device by Dr. Ouch and a colleague, phototonic light body projection, phototonic object creation and visibility, telekinetic. It's there, a co-creation that all people are able to use, and we'll talk about it during the course of the program today. Dr. Ouch's adventure in parallel universes started in Cambodia, where he had a near-death experience as a child. His life began as a journey for which a dream would later reveal the plans and schematics for numerous devices for tools and metaphysical transformation and expansion. He's the co-writer of 11 books on the topic, including the Q36 Barame device of Angkor Wat Temple Worship Book, all on Amazon, by the way. Dr. Kosal Ouch with us on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Kosal Ouch from BarameOne.com, and thank you, Rick Bratton, for inviting me into your interview today. I appreciate that very much.
This is going to be very interesting for a lot of us. We're going to learn some new things. That's always interesting when we learn something new, and we will with Dr. Ouch in today's program. I mentioned Barame. Tell us a little bit about how the Barame practice came about and what exactly we're talking about.
It came into my awareness when I first went into Angkor Wat around the year 2000, during my, going to marry my first wife, and we went to a honeymoon. And when I went to the Angkor Wat temple, I fell asleep in the middle temple. It's like I took a short nap. And then my consciousness, I woke up in a dream world, and it's like a daydream. I woke up there, and I spent 32 years of real time up there, and where I met people from the future that taught me stuff, and they taught me interesting knowledge about how they help influence the past to create a better future for us and for them.
Have you always been interested in wanting to focus on metaphysics and spiritual technology? Has this been something that you've focused on for a number of years?
No, my interest was to be an industrial electronic engineer. I was fascinated by technology, microcircuitry, but when I went into Angkor and I had that particular vision dream, when I took a nap there, my whole perspective was changed when I spent 32 plus years in their time. And then that's how my interest got changed, because of the new experience that I experienced it in the dream world.
So this is really something you were drawn into. That's a fascinating story. Our guest on This Week in America, Dr. Kosal Ouch. The website is barame1.com. You can find all of that when you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Dr. Ouch's website. What are some of the experiences that you had as an educator in your field? I'm sure you see things as an educator from a unique perspective. What are some of the best experiences that you can share with us?
Well, I can tell you one thing, that as an educator, number one, with this knowledge, this experience that I brought back, and the technology, as you can see, Q36, I'm able to help people how to use technology from the future to betterment their perspective, their consciousness, and improve and increase their well-being, to bring balance to their mind, body, and spirit, and also psionic ability, what normal people call psychic ability, such as levitation, invisibility. You can make yourself small or big, materialization of food, water, change water into alcohol, a food drink. You know, you can end world hunger overnight.
And you can find that information, and there's a lot, at the website baramay1.com. That's BARAMAY1, the number 1.com. And you can link on it, as I say, by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. As you're developing this and you're doing your research, do you have a specific goal for students and audience in the future? What is the goal? What do you like to do with the information that you have?
Yes, the overall goal is to create a connection to a quantum intelligent network in the future that will transform your consciousness and your physical body into a rainbow-like body. Basically, you become immortal. You transcend this current physical form that will become now a photonic light body, and you will have a new perspective how you exist in relationship to the universe around you.
Tell me about your experiences. As you were going through this process, how did this change you?
It changed the way I look at existence itself. It showed me that death does not really exist in the way that you and I experience or think. But instead, we exist in co-creation. When we start co-creating, we finally becoming stepping in into a true existence and a greatest joy. When we begin to co-create relationship, co-create technology, co-create creation. So that's how I was taught when I went into that dream world and where they taught me in the future. And they told me when we start become active and co-creating, our whole life, our whole view began to change, because whatever is inside is called the spirit will become awakening when we start to able to co-create by helping other people.
So it sounds like basically it spawned a whole new you. Is that fair to say, that totally transformed you?
Yes. Because it changed the way I perceive myself,
yes.
How I perceive other, and how I perceive creation. So therefore, I begin to behave and act instead of standing in the way of co-creation, I begin to accommodate co-creation. Absolutely, it changed how I perceive, because it changed my consciousness. Instead of small, it become bigger, like an opening a lotus flower.
You know, you read more about people getting involved in metaphysics. You talk to people who are more receptive and want to learn more. How do you plan on reaching out to more individuals that have an interest in metaphysics and multidimensional consciousness? How do you get that message to them?
Well, the first thing, I wrote many books. It's like, as a scientific method, you have the theory, which is the vision, the experiment, the duplication, the recording, and the publishing of, like, the book, as you can see, I have many books for peer review, and also got into the radio show, and I want to be informative. In the future, they say this: if you have something to give, give it, and someone in your society will receive and benefit. So therefore, benefit is like a two-way relationship. You give and someone will receive, and they will give you a feedback on it.
So many are benefiting from your work, and you mentioned all of the books. I think you've co-written 11, the one we're talking about today, the Q36 Baramay Device of Angkor Wat Temple Worship book. The website, again, is baramay1, the number 1.com. If you can't keep track of all of that, just go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You'll see the program there with Dr. Uch, and you'll be able to get information, link on directly to the website. I know a big part of what you do is the teaching and the classes, which interest a lot of people. How can prospective students get involved in signing up for these classes?
They can get involved through the website, or they can call me directly but the best thing to do is go through the website, where you go to the website and it takes you to shop, to course, and you can look around and get the familiarity. But the whole idea is, people got to be prepared. Once you take this course, it will open up a new door. That means you learn about how to use psychic ability that everyone do have. And when you take my course, again, the first day, you will start to manifest ability from restoring illness back into health, manifestation of a spiritual body and food, and as well advanced knowledge through direct experience. and subjective or objective experience become part of that. And furthermore, you will meet like minds. But once you graduated, you will have a luminous body that will glow around you. So that's part of the fulfillment within the course.
And it's interesting that you can see results almost immediately. So often we get involved in researching or signing up for something, and 6-8 weeks later, it's like I don't sense anything any different than what I did before. With what you're saying, you're going to do that immediately. Again,
yes,
the information.
The first day.
Yeah, which is like, okay, I can stay with this if I'm seeing something. If I see results, I'm on board, and all I have to do is talk to you and see the results that you've had in your life, and they're ready to jump on board as well. Let's talk about your career as an educator and an author. You've touched so many people, really changed so many lives. What are some of the goals? What are some of the things that you would like to do in the future?
In the future, I would like to bring the knowledge of the future from several million years in the future, or trillion year that I was sent to, and brought that particular benefit back into the past in the hope that people in the past will benefit through the immortality, where they benefit through advanced technology such as this device, where computer take a totally new, different form, a new different way of using it. What will benefit our society where we come connectively on a super hyper consciousness level, on a super quantum hyper consciousness level, that humanity will able to benefit from hyper intelligent network system and knowledge transfer.
We're talking about the fields of metaphysics, of quantum intelligence, spiritual technology. What are some of the important lessons that the people that are reading your books and the audience for the radio television today, what are some of the important lessons that they should take away from this?
Can you repeat the question one more time?
Yeah, there's so many people that are in the fields of metaphysics, quantum intelligence, and spiritual technology. What are some of the important lessons that people can learn from those fields and from your study?
Yes. What is the important lesson to show that they are more than meet the eye? They are more than just merely a human and physical human form, but instead they are people that is full of creative, godlike potential that really to be unleashed, and they can start exploring that aspect of themselves, the godlike, creative, co-creative potential and ability. So by assimilating and learning from what I present, they can benefit on that particular level of consciousness where you learn to become godlike being, and therefore you connect to each other in a godlike way. And this will be a new experience for people. So it'll be benefit because you won't know death, you won't know sickness, you won't know anything that became an obstacle in your current life. All that of you will transcend. And that is the guarantee which I present to all those who take on this knowledge, because it's a how to become pretty much a godlike being, basically.
And it's interesting because you're bringing us some new terms: meditation, art, spiritual technology. Talk about those and the benefits of those, because they're immense from what I see.
They are immense. The benefit is you get perfect health, and you get all-knowing knowledge, and furthermore, you get interact with multi-dimensional ancestor or descendant existing in the future, in the past at the same time, so you can have a continuous communication between people in this time, people in the future generation, and people in the past, or people in off-world or off-galaxy. The benefit is you have a network of communication, knowledge transfer that will uplift that problem. Our problem will no longer be a problem. Now you have solution to every problem. So everything become balanced. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. And you have me wanting more. And you can find more at Dr. Uch's website. Help me get all the information. You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest on the program is Dr. Kosol Uch. That's KOSOLOUCH. The book we're talking about specifically today, but there are many that Dr. Uch has been a co-writer on, the Q36 Barame Device of Angkor Wat Temple Worship book, Information at the website baramay1.com. That's Baramay, the number 1.com. Information on Dr. Uch there as well. If you go to r-faculty, you'll get information on him. And you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and directly go to what Dr. Uch is talking about on the program. The video version of this, I think you've got the Q36 device, Doctor. Is that what you just had in your hands there?
Yeah, this is the Q36 device right here. There is a different. You have the Q36, Q24, and they're different, and they design with different function. But overall, this is all about strength and power. And then you have what we call, especially the Q144, which is the ultimate device. This is called the perfection device. This is like this is our device you need to connect to everything in our universe, past, present, and future, including past generation and future generation, because in quantum technology, there is no time and space. Everything is now. So this will help present the whole nine yards.
Yeah, and those devices are all shown and gone into detail on the website. One of the purposes of your practice is achieving what you call the multidimensional consciousness. Exactly what is that, multidimensional consciousness?
A multidimensional consciousness comes from the principle or the idea that you are one with all that is. So therefore, in order just talking about it, you won't understand it. But that's why technology and methodology are given to allow a normal person who end up in a singular consciousness to experience multidimensional consciousness. Just like, for example, you are just a different version of me. I am just a different version of you. That lady is just another version, another perspective of me, looking back at me, and I'm looking back at her. Take, for example, if you have a family, you have a wife, a kid, a dog, and a cat, and, you know, and mother and brother. Multidimensional consciousness allow you to see yourself as from the brother perspective, from the wife perspective, from the dead perspective, from the animal perspective, and you're able to see things the whole nine yards, but with having any attachment to any of them, but yet you are them at the same time. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, and I'm thinking this multidimensional consciousness, that would maybe help the world today, wouldn't it? We could all maybe understand each other and get along a lot better.
That is the whole purpose, because the whole idea of this methodology is to remind you all of each other. The moment that you forget that, everyone become acting like they are separate from each other.
Yes.
But scientifically, everyone is connected through the atomic core. All the atom is just a sound vibration resonated from a thought or a sound of a thought. And that idea right there helped to, it's like a seed for creation, which is we, you and I, are the side effect of that invisible cause, from according to the law and effect, the cause and effect.
Fascinating.
We are the effect from the law of cause.
This is all so fascinating, and time going by way too quickly, which I knew was going to be the case. A few minutes left in the program. I'm sure people are listening and watching and thinking, should I try the Baramay practice? Who should try this? It sounds like we all would benefit.
Everyone is designed for all people from all religion. It doesn't matter you're a Christian, doesn't matter you're a Buddhist, doesn't matter you're a yogi, you're an atheist, or you're a scientist. This methodology, this technology was designed to bring what we call a general basic for all, so everyone can benefit generally. So it's the whole point is to create unity consciousness.
And Dr. Uch, we got a few minutes left on the program. I talked about all the books. Talk a little bit about with all the books, we can get information by, I mentioned they're on Amazon, but if you go to your website, you'll get information. And this really spells out the fields of metaphysics, quantum intelligence. Are you working on something new, new product, new devices that we talked about, new books at the present time?
Yes. First of all, I want to mention that my book will also be in the Frankfurt, Germany book exhibit this year in October. And I'm currently working on a new book that will expand further, but more be like a story from a perspective of a person who, it's more like a drama story. So putting all this technology from actual drama within the perspective. And I'm working on trying to raise money. I want to go all over the world to help present this technology, be a speaker, and also to raise money to build a flying saucer that I can present to the world. And it's a totally different type of technology where there's no electronic involved. It's just going to be consciousness be the driving force of it. I want to able to apply everything that I learned into our timeline that will benefit everyone. And hopefully we can all take a trip to the moon one day once this technology is complete. And that's why I want to raise money, and those who are interested in helping me, they can. It'd be wonderful if, you know, and my PayPal is COSAL 1234567891010@gmail.com, and my phone number is also in the website, but if you want it here, I can give it to you. Area code 972-890-6290. And that's pretty much, that's what I'm working on. I want to present this to the world, and hopefully people will benefit from it.
We wish you the best with that. And again, all of the information on reaching Dr. Uch is at barame1.com/our-faculty. That'll take you right to him. You can link on to that website and the information on Dr. Uch by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. 30 seconds or so left. I just want to ask you the kind of response that you've been getting as you're making a presentation. You have to be encouraged by seeing lives changed by your message.
I hope they benefit practically and immensely, but remember, not everyone will resonate with it. Some will, some won't, because everyone has their own time. I hope the message will reach all people, and those who resonate with it will come and try it out. And those who don't, well, what can I say? It's not their time. So the cool thing is, just go with an open heart, open mind, see what the universe has in store for you.
And you'll get all the information, once again, at the website, barame1.com. Dr. Kosal Uch has been our guest on the program. The book specifically we were talking about, the Q36 Barame Device of Angkor Wat, Temple Worship Book. That's just one of many books and devices that you will find at the website, barame1.com. Dr. Uch, a pleasure having you on the program. Fascinating topic. Thank you so much. Best of luck with all your projects in the future, and look forward to chatting again. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Rick Brother. Thank you, everyone, for listening and giving me the opportunity to present who I am to you. And thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you.
It is our pleasure. And the website, Barame1, BARAMAY1.com. It's the number one. And you can link on directly to that website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.